"Ready?" said Lupin, who looked as though he was doing this against his better judgment. "Concentrating hard. All right. Go!" He pulled off the lid of the case for the third time, and the Dementor rose out of it. The room fell cold and dark. "Expecto Patronum!" Harry bellowed. "Expecto Patronum! Expecto Patronum!" The screaming inside Harry's head had started again, except this time it sounded as though it was coming from a badly tuned radio, softer and louder and softer again, and he could still see the Dementor. It had halted. And then a huge silver shadow came bursting out of the end of Harry's wand to hover between him and the Dementor, and though Harry's legs felt like water, he was still on his feet, though for how much longer he wasn't sure. "Ridiculous!" roared Lupin, springing forwards. There was a loud crack, and Harry's cloudy Patronus vanished along with the Dementor. He sank into a chair, feeling as exhausted as if he'd just run a mile, his legs shaking. Out of the corner of his eye he saw Professor Lupin forcing the boggart back into the packing case with his wand. It had turned into a silvery orb again. "Excellent!" Lupin said, striding over to where Harry sat. "Excellent, Harry. That was definitely a start."